Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. The Pasuk says in Kohelet, Shelach lachmecha al pene hamayim, ki berov hayamim timsa'enu. Send your bread upon the water, because after many days you will find it. Simply explained, this Pasuk is giving Chizuk for us to do chesed with others. Even if the person who needs our help is someone we'll most probably never see again, and we may find it hard to get ourselves to go out of our way for them. The Pasuk is telling us, don't worry, do the chesed anyway, because at some point in the future, this person will show up again, and he may very well be in a high position, and you will need him, and the chesed you do for him now will be the catalyst to the help he's going to give you then. But I once heard a different explanation. When it comes to us trying to help others spiritually, it may appear that our efforts are not producing results and we may get discouraged from continuing to try. The Pasuk is telling us to keep doing our part. Bring this one to a class or give that one words of chizuk. It may not make any noticeable impact now, but berov hayamim timsa'enu, after many days, we will see results. Rabbi Zamir Kohen told a story which took place many years ago. A Jew from Tel Aviv got mixed up in a cult and ended up moving to India, becoming a major part of it. His parents were broken and distraught, but nothing they said or did could convince him out of it. One day, he came back to Israel to visit for a short time, and his brother asked him if he would come to a class with him. He didn't want to go, but after his brother repeatedly requested it, he finally agreed. They went to a class where the rabbi usually gave a very inspiring message and uplifting about Judaism. That day, however, the rabbi wasn't feeling well, and he asked his chavruta from the kollel to fill in for him. The rabbi's chavruta was not a professional speaker, nor did he have any inspiring message prepared to give over. He decided to give a halakha class on returning lost objects. When the brother heard this, his heart dropped. The one chance he thought he had of bringing his brother back to Torah seemed to be quickly fading away. They listened to the class and learned all the details regarding the halachot of lost objects, and they left. A few days later, the man returned to his cult in India. The following week, he was walking with the guru, the head of the cult, who in his mind was the perfect human being. Suddenly, they saw a wallet on the floor. The guru picked it up and saw that it was filled with money. He saw an identification with a name and number on it and threw it out on the floor and put the wallet in his pocket. The man said, "Shouldn't we return it to the one who lost it?" The guru shrugged him off and kept walking. The man then said to himself, all of the lofty lessons this guru had been preaching to me about how physicality is nothing and the main thing is spirituality were just empty words because he doesn't practice what he preaches. He then recalled the class he heard just a short time ago about returning lost objects, how Judaism says to return an object even if there's no name on it. Even if there's just some type of identification mark, the finder has to hang up signs and try to track down the owner. He decided he was going to go back to Israel, and he reconnected to his roots and ended up making a complete teshuvah and raised a religious family. That day that his brother brought him to the shiur and heard it was a halakha class, he was upset, but in the end, it was specifically that topic which helped bring him back. The brother should have thought instead, Shelach lachmecha al pene hamayim. I did my part. I brought my brother to a Torah class. If I don't see any immediate results, I have to be patient. After many days, I'll see the fruits of my labor. Our job in this world is to do what we know is right and leave the results to Hashem. We have no idea how far reaching the smallest deed can go. A woman told me she gave a short chizuk clip to a few women, and she told an inspiring story about how a certain perek of Tehillim helped save a person from marrying a goy. One of the listeners got inspired to share the message with her friend who was dating a goy at the time. The friend got inspired and read that perek of Tehillim again and again, and shortly afterward, she broke off the relationship. Shelach lachmecha al pene amayim. We need to try our best to inspire others. It doesn't matter if we see results. Ki berov hayamim temsa'enu. Because eventually, our inspiration will produce an impact. Have a great day.